Apparently, some Army Rangers have been suspended.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, you know, they were hanging out at the... this is in Destin.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that area in the Panhandle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, crystal clear, green, blue water, sandy beaches, really nice. And there's an area where a whole lot of boaters gather. I mean, you talk about a party on the water. It's one of the biggest. And they also had like a local pirate festival going on. 18 soldiers from the 6th Ranger Training Battalion at Camp Rudder are under investigation for using their automatic weapons without permission after participating in a mock sea battle at the Billy Bowlegs Pirate Festival on Crab Island in Destin.
They're using real guns, fully automatic guns.
Correct.
Pirate Festival.
Correct.
I bet they won.
Well,
just saying.
No, well, they were firing blanks.
Oh, that's good. That's
but
okay. But, still,
but who would know that?
That's true too.
Because you hear the
because
it's burst of shots. They are full auto.
Yeah.
What would make these guys think like that would somehow be okay? I mean, look, if it's you and your training buddies. And you're on the water by yourself somewhere.
Right.
And you want to play games like that, you know, whatever.
But this is out in the public, other people, other participants.
A lot of other people.
Competition. Phones everywhere.
But, and you think about the sound. You hear automatic fire. And you're out on the water where it's a big, giant party and everybody's having fun. You think, like, nutbag, terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or somebody got in a big fight.
Because pirates didn't have those.
No, he did not.
They...
Cannons weren't even semi-auto back in the day.
No, they were single shot.
This is unacceptable because there are so many real mass shootings going on in America each year, said Michael Ingram, a local charter boat captain. You can't be joking about it.
No.
The alarming incident occurred after the Rangers took part in a fake maritime skirmish during which the servicemen fired blanks from their boats at a pirate ship to capture Billy Bowlegs, a legendary figure in the Sunshine State. I don't know that I'm familiar with him. I mean, Jose Gaspar and Gasparilla and all that folklore, and some based on some truths, but, you know. Billy Bowlegs. Wow.
That's funny.
While the dummy rounds were approved for the floating firefight, city officials said the soldiers did not have permission to rattle off additional shots afterward. Oh,
okay.
So I guess for the battle itself, it was okay, but then they wanted to kind of keep the party going, I guess.
Can't really do that. That would freak people out, because now the contest is over, and you're still out doing your stuff.
A noise alert was sent out early Friday detailing the exact time, frame, and location of the battle, quote-unquote, as well as the noises that could be expected. This was the only approved festival activity that involved the Army Rangers firing their weapons. You know, that's kind of, I guess, where they went wrong. If you had a pop here and there, you know.
That'll still freak some
like
people out.
If you could see clearly, they have muskets, they're reenacting some kind of thing. But these, they don't look like pirates. They're dressed in modern-day camo.
Oh.
They're in a John boat.
Okay? Yeah.
So, yeah. That the soldiers are stationed at Eglin Air Force Base are now barred from training recruits in the final phase of the Army's Ranger course, dubbed the Swamp Phase, pending the outcome of the probe.
I see that. That's going to be a problem.
Look, you're excited for what you do, and apparently they gave him the green light to do the little battle.
Right.
But then I guess firing them after the fact then upset a lot of people.
Hmm.
Well, I guess, I don't know, live and learn. Had a plane.